everyone, what's up, and welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode. I'm Kaylin, I'm your host, I'm like your internet friend, where you can come here and have deep life chats with me once a week. Today's video actually comes in as a request from Steffi on the Discord chat. A possible idea for a Coffee Talk: how to find your life's purpose or passion. I've lost my sense of drive. I relate, I have been here, and even just recently have been here, and so I felt like this was a perfect chat for us to have today. My goal with today's talk is that anyone that's watching that feels that they've lost their sense of drive or potentially feel like a little purposeless or feel like their life feels a little purposeless right now, that this might help re-spark your sense of drive and help you reconnect with your purpose here on Earth. So to begin, I feel like we have to talk about how normal it is to lose our sense of drive, especially if you've gone through any kind of hardships or you've struggled or been challenged a lot lately. And I think globally, we can say that that's definitely been happening. As much as I want to make these topics timeless, also just going with the times of 2020, 2021, highly expected to be feeling this way right now. If you are feeling this way right now, think of your life as you, or like a video game of you. You are the passenger in a car, and the video game is basically just the entire road trip. The beginning of the video game is the day you were born, and the end of the journey, the end of the video game, is whatever happens after this life. Now, you don't necessarily have to head in a certain direction in this video game. You can literally sit back, coast, and just ride the whole game out, enjoying the journey. That said, if you know you're playing this game and you know that you could use the controller to head in certain directions, then you can allow your passenger, your you in the car, and the car is your body, by the way, spoiler alert. You can allow that passenger to create the kind of journey that it wants to experience while playing this game. This is turning into a giant metaphor for life being a simulation, which was accidental, and it's not today's topic, but I kind of want to make it that. The great thing about this video game, by the way, is that this whole time that you've been feeling directionless or purposeless, instead, you've just been coasting. That's all. You've just been laying back. You put it on cruise control. You didn't feel a necessary urge to head in any sense of direction. You might want to feel the empowerment of stepping into a place in your life where you want to head in a specific direction for a specific reason. But this is not coming from a place of shame or feeling bad about yourself in any kind of way. If you've just needed to coast on cruise control for a bit, like, and if you want to stay on cruise control a little while longer, don't let, you know, just anything at all, don't let the feeling of opportunities slipping by make you feel bad about it. Don't let being on social media make you feel bad about it. You're allowed to coast on cruise control whenever you want in this game along this journey, and you're also allowed to choose to head in an intentional direction whenever you want in this game and in this journey. And that's the best part about it. So, like, just feel that sense of empowerment in the knowing that it's your decision, and embrace that decision and then make that decision. So if you've made the decision either to head in a certain direction, if you do want to continue having this chat today and feel like that sense of purpose and drive again, then do you need to know what your motivators are? The things that keep us motivated are the things that push us into action and drive. And this motivation, by the way, is neutral. Like, this isn't to say that, you know, your dream board makes you motivated. We can be motivated by many things, and we're motivated even by things we don't know that we're motivated by. So those subliminal motivations or unaware motivations, such as maybe unpleasant emotions, like, have you ever been really angry and just lashed out at something? Like, that was still taking action. Every word we say, every action we make is a choice, and those choices are made by the things that motivate us, and the things that motivate us come in a wide range. When you can tap into and become aware of the things that motivate you, you can really get to the root of what's going on in your life, and kind of like, it's almost like getting to the control panel of your actions, your beliefs, and the steps you make and take in your life. Motivations come in two forms. They come intrinsically and they come extrinsically. You probably know what that means, but intrinsic motivations are deeply connected to our values. They're deeply connected to our beliefs. Then you have extrinsic motivations, and these come in tangible rewards. These come in materialistic gains. These come in public validation or external validation, money, not wanting to be left out, not wanting to be shamed or publicly ridiculed. And so those things motivate us and actually play a huge role in our decisions and the things we say and do. The problem is when we rely too much on our extrinsic values, our extrinsic forms of motivation, then our force or our sense of life, our sense of drive, our life force is very inconsistent because you can't control extrinsic things. All of the external things that we value, and it's not wrong to value things that are external, but when we overly rely on these external things to motivate us, none of these things are permanent. And our attachments to these external things are what create the greatest amount of sufferings in our life. And it's not to say like, don't fall in love, don't care about your family and friends, like don't want to have nice things or to enjoy your life by any means. But it's just to say that when you attach to these things and you need these things to be motivated, to feel a sure sense of self or to feel a sense of purpose in your life, then you will inevitably go through phases in your life where you lose your sense of drive and purpose. You lose that gas in the tank of the car because you're relying on things that are outside of your body. When instead we align ourselves with our intrinsic motivations, the things that intrinsically matter to us, our values and our beliefs, life runs much more smoothly. The whole journey tends to kind of take care of itself, and the destinations and the goals that you stop at or you intentionally head towards, they kind of happen a lot more. I'm trying to find the right way to say it. Hold on. These things happen more gracefully. The journey feels a lot more just aligned and flowing rather than feeling like it's a bumpy road along the way. You know, I'm really trying to run with this whole we are cars or passengers in the car of our bodies metaphor. You want your motivations to come intrinsically because doing that is going to basically allow everything on the outside of your life to just flow in alignment for you. And that sounds like I'm making it sound way easier than it is. But in order to find your current purpose or your purpose at any point in your life, it always comes back to turning or tuning back into those intrinsic motivators, those intrinsic things that are important to you, those values, those goals, and those beliefs. It allows you to do the things in your life, to take the actions and make the decisions in your life for you and in alignment with who you are and what is important to you. And it takes away all of that need for external validation or to avoid like punishment, to feel good enough. Like so many things that we chase on the outside can be, again, I don't want to make it sound easy, but it can be shifted by looking instead at what truly aligns with what is important to us. An example of this would be wanting to become rich so you can have mansions all over the world and private jets, public admiration, and people will care about what you're doing on a daily basis and care about what beach resort you vacation at. But all of these things are extrinsic and can and might possibly cause a lot of suffering in your life by only relying on these things to motivate you to take action in your life. Instead, when you shift even just some of the weight off of those external motivations into internal ones, such as being a good person or contributing to the world in some type of way, contributing to your community or helping a community of some sort, knowing that there are so many people on this planet that are probably having have had very similar struggles and might benefit from you sharing the things that are important to you and allowing those things to manifest as things in your external life. Like that's, to me anyway, that's living in the purest form of alignment. When we live in that type of alignment, things do just tend to flow and happen more naturally. We don't have to work so hard or feel like we need to work so hard. You'll stop needing motivational things like this, motivational content like this. You won't need it anymore because you'll already feel like you're in alignment with your highest values. And instead you'll be seeking out different types of things. So you won't be stuck in that perpetual loop of coming back to that rut or coming back to, wait, what's my purpose again? Or I don't really know who I am anymore. You kind of like align with all of the versions of yourself before and step forward or head in the direction knowing the map that you take the map with you. You take the map of who you've been and where you've come from with you as you move into where you're going, and you start heading in the direction you wish or you want to or you feel you need to. Or again, you coast on cruise control and you chill. So if you want to zoom out on your life map and pick a direction and create the shift in your mind to start heading that way, then let's dive in.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The first step is to sit with yourself. And this can be probably one of the most uncomfortable things to do, especially if you're feeling lost or feeling like you're missing a sense of drive or direction. Facing uncomfortable feelings is uncomfortable. And so our brains are very, very intelligent, and they give us these sneaky little escape rooms to avoid having to face these uncomfortable feelings. So the first step is really to sit with yourself. And like, I've gone through times where I'll be like, okay, I'm sitting with myself now, but I'm still distracting myself mentally with like either music or keeping my headspace away from the uncomfortable feeling, even though I'm sitting with my body. And I'm just bringing that up in case any of you guys are like, I sit with myself all the time, like, and I'm still feeling this way. It's like, okay, you might be sitting with yourself, but are you sitting with that uncomfortable feeling, or are you just sitting with yourself and listening to music and keeping yourself preoccupied? You know, it's like, actually section off some time to get uncomfortable, sit down in all of your feels right now, and just dig in with yourself. And this does not need to be done in one go. I've even gone through months and just went through months of feeling like I needed to just sit with my damn self and just figure out all of these blockages I was feeling, all of this like fear, all of this, just all of those feelings, all of these things that keep you holding yourself back, or those messages you're getting to stop moving forward and to take a break. Like, listen to your messages, listen to your intuition. If she's telling you, or he's telling you, or they are telling you to chill out, slow down, things don't seem right, we don't know where we're heading right now, and this doesn't feel good. You'll know, because your life won't feel good. It won't feel good, and you won't wanna face how good it doesn't feel. You can't fix a problem that you don't face. And the last thing you wanna do in this situation is to force yourself. Today is not about pushing yourself into drive. You don't want to shove your vehicle forward when your vehicle is saying like, hey, check engine. That's bad ideas all around. We get quiet, we go inward, we give ourselves the time and space to pause, to say no, to turn down invitations to other things that require our attention, and instead allow ourselves to pause and to see what's going on, to see what's making us feel that way, to service our car, to fill the car back up with gas. Maybe you just need to pause just to spend like a day of your life doing things that you just enjoy doing, or maybe having no agenda at all, or turning off your phone, or just being with the people you love if you've been working a lot lately. Like, it's gonna be different for everybody, but you need to service your car. You need to fill yourself back up with gas before you can keep moving forward. Maybe you literally just need a day to sleep. Like, all of us need it, different things. All of our check engine lights go off for different reasons. And when we feel this way, it is important to just sit with it. Like, sit with it for as long as you need to. So I wrote down some questions that you can journal prompt yourself or just ask yourself if you'd like to, that might help you move through this phase of the process. So the first question is, what do I want or what do I need from life right now? Like, you're allowed to ask yourself this. This is your life. So you're allowed to want and need things from this life. You don't just owe yourself to service other people or other things, or to your job or to your outside responsibilities. Like, yes, you do need to obviously show up for those responsibilities, but you are also a responsibility in your life, and you're allowed to just give yourself permission to ask yourself what you want and what you need. And also, if you're not sure the answer, this is also really valuable information. There's been times where I've tried to sit down and been like, okay, what do I want from life right now? What do I need from life right now? And my brain is just...
So I need to cut in here as I'm editing, because I say that when my brain comes up with no answer to what I want or need from life, that usually there's an elephant in the room and I need to face it. Like, there's something wrong because I feel a lack of purpose or a lack of drive. I want to correct that and say that there's times where you might not have an answer to what you want or need, and that might just also be contentment. Maybe you're feeling content right now, and if you are, enjoy it. Like, be aware of any elephants in the room, but don't make a problem if there isn't one. Sometimes you might just feel good and content and you don't need to push your car forward. Anyway, good day, good chat. Back to our usual programming.
If you do know the answer, however, to what you want or need from life right now, then ask yourself, is the reason why I want this external or internal? Your next question is, what has been stopping you from working towards this thing or from doing this thing? And then the last question is, what actions and decisions can you make or take, or could you, doesn't mean you necessarily have to, that would help you better align to your wants and your needs? If you do just start taking time, even if it's only 5 minutes a day, to truly and mentally untie yourself from your daily attachments, maybe do a brain dump and a journal, become aware of your expectations on others, and then also just check them to make sure you're like not relying too heavily on the outside world to keep you going on the day-to-day, will really help build this muscle. Reading more uplifting or inspiring books, or just any kind of content that you consume, just being in alignment with those values and goals, taking more time to meditate. I know that this is redundant, but like counting your blessings. If you write down a purpose by the end of today's video, or a purpose statement or a mission statement, then reviewing it, coming back to it, reviewing your goals. If you have a planner and you use that, you want to build these things into your systems of your day-to-day life in order to keep this sense of flow and alignment healthy and strong. And also, this includes spending time with the people you love and connecting, just connecting. Like, that's the most important part, because one of the weird challenges that our world might be facing, I don't know if I'm kind of just grouping everybody together based on my own thoughts and judgments on the world, but is we have such a new sense of connection with technology, but it's also kind of created a bit of a dent in our usual forms of connection. And I think our brains have really struggled to catch up to that. And so we can have really fast and easy connection, but it's not necessarily the most nourishing or fulfilling. Looking people in the eye and having conversations or just being around your people, it's important. Next, we're gonna get clear on our purpose, and it's gonna be different for all of us, obviously. I wish someone had told me this so many years ago, that you do not have one sole purpose. It's very, very rare, okay? I won't say you don't, but it's very, very rare to have one purpose, sole purpose, your whole entire life. I feel like this is kind of one of those false things that we buy into, in a sense, because it would be so much easier if we knew we had a purpose. That would make our life feel like it had a purpose. And so we can sometimes cause ourselves to feel more purposeless than we really need to, when in reality, we are fulfilling our purposes every single day. And your purpose always changes. There's always gonna be new purposes. And you're also going to phase out of or grow out of old purposes in your life. Or your purposes might even shift and change with you as you grow older. A perfect example is being a daughter. Like, you're a daughter, and then as you get older, you're still a daughter, but you're also a grown adult. There was a time in my life where being an aunt wasn't a purpose. Now that's a purpose in my life. These are just examples, but your purposes can range from really small to really big, and you can have multiple purposes at one time. In fact, you probably do. 100% like nix the idea that you have one sole purpose your whole life. What you do have, and what you probably already deeply know, it's just, oh, this is gonna fix that false belief that like you've been purposeless. You've probably lived through your values, or through at least some of your own values, most of your life. So most of your life, you've probably been living pretty purposefully. Like, if you've spent time with the people you love, or you just allocate some time on the weekends to your hobbies, if you do things that you enjoy, if you do things that make you feel peaceful, if you smile at strangers, like, then you've been living pretty purposefully, I'll bet, in terms of the alignment to your values. But you can sharpen this too. You can ask yourself just a couple questions if you want to further align to purposes that feed into your values. The first being, what are things that make you forget time? What are you really passionate about? What do you enjoy doing? What are you really good at? What would you do if you had all the confidence in the world? What personal issue or world issue can you help contribute to? Because even if none of the global issues at hand really feel like motivating to you, then have you gone through any personal struggles that you feel could help create some change in the world? Now, step knowledge is power, and self-knowledge is empowerment. So refresh your memory. Ask yourself, how do you want to feel on a day-to-day basis? Do you want to feel free, happy, powerful, energetic, healthy, relaxed, at peace, loving or loved, independent? Do you want to feel like you fully accept yourself? Do you want to feel creative? Do you want to feel sexy on a day-to-day basis? Do you want to feel nourished? Do you want to feel healthy? Do you want to feel kind and compassionate? Once you've written out the things you want to feel on a day-to-day basis, see if you can order them in terms of their value to you. So the things you want to feel the most, to the things you still want to feel, but not as much as you want to feel the thing above it. Then the next question is, what gets you motivated? This can be being around other people, working with a team, working alone, eating really well, physical exercise, being in love, spending time with loved ones, being able to explore things that you're curious about, traveling, seeing something go from start to finish, creating a change in the world, beauty, peace, art, music, watching your favorite person online live their lives. Thanks, guys. Reading books, watching a movie that moves you. And then once you have the things that motivate you, list those things in terms of their importance to you. Then last but not least, what pushes you into action mode? This can be responsibility, team efforts, emotion, rewards, having a sense of direction, having a goal, injustices, fixing or needing to tidy a mess. Healthy competition, inspiration, and even things like vengeance or jealousy. It's not always the prettiest things that push us into action. Sometimes the ugliest feelings are so powerful that they allow us to move or push us to move and do something. You're in the car of life, you're in the journey of life, and someone cuts you off and you get angry and you want to get back at that car that just cut you off, then suddenly you're not focused on the journey at all anymore. So again, it's just self-knowledge is empowerment. Knowledge is power, and knowing the things that cause you to take action is important because you can use that knowledge to drive that energy in a very healthy and contributing way in your life. So yeah, don't feel shame about if you get angry or road rage when people cut you off. Sometimes I get a little angry when people don't drive the best, but instead I take some deep breaths. I try and use that energy for something else, like singing louder in the car. Once you have these things ranked out, and this doesn't need to be complicated, you don't need to make huge lists by any means. Each one can have like 3 to 5, maybe 10 if you're going crazy on it, things. But once you have that, you're giving yourself the power to know what pushes you into action. You're giving yourself the motivations that allow you to feel like you have a sense of direction, or you know the type of things that you want to work towards. And these are going to help you create a framework of balancing out your time and energy in a way that helps you live in better alignment with your purpose, better alignment with the things that motivate you intrinsically and a little bit extrinsically too. You're allowed to have both, which leaves you with only one last thing to do. You just have to decide now, what way do you want to go? There just comes a point where you just need to set a target and just start heading towards it. And my best advice, if you need it, I'm going to step into like a kind of more big sis coachy role right now and say, then just pick one thing. Like, this doesn't need to be crazy, especially if you are coming out of a phase where you feel like you've been in a rut, or if you've had burnout. Like, don't go crazy. You don't want to go from 0 to 100 in your car. Your car isn't going to last that journey. It's not going to be an enjoyable ride. You don't even need to have the full destination mapped out. You might just want to pick one destination for now and start heading that way. And from there, you'll have more perspective to continue to pick new destinations. But your full direction doesn't need to be like where you're heading in the map. It's how you're getting there. It's living through those values that are going to allow you to align with the best destinations and the best goals and the best things to work towards. Like, I know that this is really motivating to talk about if you're thinking about, I don't know, like starting a business or building something from the ground up. Like, yes, be ambitious. Like, I am definitely not saying not, but this is also just as important of information to put into use when it comes to building better connections in your life. Like, be the person getting your family together by being the person that starts to plan family gatherings, or starting a garden to live in alignment with your value of being more deeply connected to the earth. Or, you know, maybe you want to just take care of your mental health right now. So just taking up a daily 5-minute meditation practice, like, this doesn't need to be crazy either. It's basically anything that's going to allow you to live in alignment with your most authentic life and bring you that feeling of inner peace as you're taking this journey. Sometimes when I do this, when I feel like I've lost my sense of drive or focus, or I even just recently went through a pretty big burnout and I saw it coming. I knew it was gonna happen. I think I almost got like warning signs of it with previous burnouts that I didn't fully actually sit, rest, and recover from. So that just kind of like built up and built up. And then back in October, I just crashed. Like, it was the craziest thing. And I think it wasn't just because of work, mind you. I think it was like everything going on at that point in my life was chaotic and just, it felt like I just was free falling. Like, didn't know where I was gonna land. And once I did land, coming out of that burnout, the greatest thing that I really took from it was asking myself, just like, what's gonna make me feel like I'm in alignment with living a very peaceful version of my life. Thinking about the things that would make me feel peaceful allowed me to kind of hack away at the non-essential things that I was attached to in my life and thinking I needed to make work for me. And instead, it just simplified everything. It was like, okay, for me to live my life feeling peaceful, and that's my value. So by all means, yours could be for you to live your life feeling any kind of way. But for me to feel like I'm in alignment and I can feel at peace with myself every day, then what are the things that are going to make me feel that? And that includes contributing to society or showing up in the world in some way. But it was really humbling because it pulled me out of that burnout in a way that I felt like I might not go back to that bad of a burnout again. A lot of my motivations before that were very extrinsic, and realigning over and over again, it's exhausting, but you do the work, you know, you catch yourself when you notice your motivations kind of shifting back into that external feel. And that's why we had last week's chat too about, like, don't rely on external validation. Don't just rely on these external goals or destinations to make you feel like your journey has purpose. Like, your journey has purpose already. You're in alignment with your deepest values and your deepest beliefs, and everything else will in one way or another, shape or form of another, take care of itself. And I'm not saying it'll take care of itself for the best or the worst. It's just gonna take care of itself. And you just need to focus on being in alignment with your values. That's it. And anything else, you know, I just want what the universe wants. Just pick a destination, align it to your values and not anything external, and then sit back and enjoy the ride. Because I would hate to miss the game because I was so focused on trying to win it or beat it or, like, do it the best way. Instead, I just want to peacefully enjoy the game. But hey, again, that's just my value. So let me hear yours. If you guys did any of the steps today or took any of this advice and felt like it helped you re-spark your sense of drive or feel a new sense of purpose, feel free to share your drive and purposes below, because I feel like that would be a really motivational just comment section. And aside from that, thank you guys so much for coming and chilling and talking to me today. And I'll talk to all of you guys next week. Bye, guys.